Looks like we have a transmission, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you all to the broadcast on this Thursday morning, August 15th, 2024. This is your host, Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live from the sunny streets of Southern California on this summertime morning here in August. Beautiful day, about 75 degrees, the relative humidity, about 35%. Winds are calm right now. Barometric pressure is hovering around 29.95 inches of mercury. And we have blue skies in this wonderful region of the desert southwest of southwestern portion of the United States on the 33rd parallel, coming to you live with the truth, folks. The Fullerton Informer contact information, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834, on the web at thefullertoninformer.com. And in the coming days, more important, 5gdangers.com. Folks, we're in for it. So they're rolling out a couple of operations here at the same time as they get ready to implode the economy and start the war. I read yesterday that the United States agreed to sell Israel $60 billion in weapons, okay? I don't know where they're getting the money for that, but maybe it's from our foreign aid package to them. A country that has no debt gets a bunch of foreign aid from us, and then we sell them all these weapons. But at the same time, we're hearing about the World Health Organization declaring an emergency over monkeypox, bird flu, and the plague, right? And I want to talk to you about what's really going on here, folks. And I want to talk to you about why you should be concerned and what you can do. So, this World Health Organization is a private corporation, by the way. But I want you to study the logo of the World Health Organization. And you'll see it is a flat earth map surrounded by the wheat leaves, symbolizing the fascism of locking us in and binding us inside the known world or the known continents on the flat earth. I've talked to you about this, folks. The earth is not a spinning ball. And there are other continents out there. We're just not allowed to know about them or go to them. Although there have been some expeditions that have leaked out, not the Admiral Byrd one, because he was a Mason. He was a controlled burn information release. But there are maps that show other continents, folks, and they're out there. But we're only allowed to stay inside the ones that the World Health Organization and the United Nations map allows us to know about and visit and occupy. But the World Health Organization's logo has this this big stake and a serpent bullseyeing, you know, the North Pole, right? It's a symbolic gesture of how through, satanic, allopathic, petrochemical, pill-pushing, pimps and white edicts and health orders, well, they keep us contained, controlled, and confined in our homes or businesses or in cages in the coming days based on what they perceive and determine to be public health crises or public health emergencies. And now they're really stretching it, folks, because now they're testing the wastewater all over the United States and all over the world for that matter. Yeah, they're testing the piss water. They're testing the sewage to make determinations of whether people are infected with something. All right? Now, that's like using the Stingray cell phone scanning technology at a concert to check how many people visited porn sites in the last 20 minutes to determine the mental state of everybody in the crowd. It's really sad, folks, that people fall for this stuff. And what's frightening is that your children that you paid for to go to college to turn into these people working for these clowns or that have become these clowns. Because every one of these illnesses, smallpox, monkeypox, any type of pox, lucky pox for that matter. If you want to have somebody develop skin lesions, just turn up the airport body scanners without anybody knowing about it. That's right. You know, Mr. Chertoff's you know, microwave cooking machines with millimeter waves. I shouldn't say microwave, they're millimeter wave ovens that you have been used to going through for 23 years. All they got to do is remotely turn up the power levels. And, you know, after a little bit of a latency period passes, you're going to develop skin lesions, right? Because millimeter waves are weapons. They were developed by the military as a crowd control weapon, folks. Think about that for just a second. I was told about a couple of weeks ago at LaGuardia Airport, all the flights that were coming in, all the passengers, as they were disembarking, were forced to take some sort of a nasal swab as CDC personnel showed up in, plastic muumuus with painters, respirators, and dishwashing gloves. That's right. They were literally testing everybody that got off these planes at LaGuardia Airport a couple of weeks ago in some sort of operation, whether it was to induce panic or a dry run as a test, or whether they were trying to get the public fervor and interest going in the potential for an airborne contagion, just like in the movies, right? But the sad reality, folks, is all these illnesses can be induced by a variety of means. And the stark reality is that they already have created and erected and installed and made fully operational and functional the infrastructure necessary to induce symptoms. And that's what I want to go into today. And this is a very serious discussion. So during the COVID, the certificate of vaccine ID-19 operation of 2019, 2020, and 2021, there were a lot of white vans and, trucks and commercial vehicles installing cellular arrays, Wi-Fi systems in the schools, and upgraded air conditioning systems in buildings, and all these different types of places where people congregate and work, right? So we're going to start with the first one. And I want to talk about respiratory illness, folks. Because respiratory illness can be caused by a lot of things. We all know, you know, grandma or grandpa or Uncle Bill or Tom that smoked and got emphysema, or smoked and got lung cancer, or smoked or developed COPD, or smoked and just dropped dead from a stroke because they shriveled up like a prune and pooped out all their nutrients before they were digested and died 25 years before their time. We know that illness can be induced by environmental causes. Namely, you know, tobacco. And to all of you running these vape shops and tobacco stores, may you burn in hell too for what you're doing, because it ain't good hooking people on this poison and putting them in an early grave. But if that's the way you want to make your living, that's your call, not mine. But I've just called you out on it. So respiratory illness can also be caused by radiation, folks. It's pretty simple. You see, during the lockdown, a lot of the Wi-Fi systems were upgraded, especially in the schools and in government buildings and in hospitals, to include millimeter wave bands for transmission, specifically Y gig or 60 gigahertz. And I've talked about this at length for years, and that's what the crux of the 5G.com website's all about, is they can induce a respiratory type illness symptoms with a Wi-Fi system, because they broadcast at 60 gigahertz, which happens to be the absorption spectrum of oxygen molecules. So they have the ability to manipulate the oxygen in the air to make it so as it is unbindable to your body's hemoglobin, and so you'll faint. And many years ago, I did a video on this. There's a school in Arlington, Texas, Nichols Junior High School in Arlington, Texas, where they had this mystery illness, and all the children and the teachers were passing out, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with it with all the people there. But there was a World Health Organization scientist on scene, and they were looking for dirty sock syndrome and mold in the air conditioner, but they weren't checking the Wi-Fi because it was a test. They've already put all the Wi-Fi routers in the schools, folks, where they can turn them on and make people pass. You know, I'm sorry, but it's true. And why do you think they fenced all the schools in like prisons now? Have you noticed that every school's got these fences around them that the children can't climb? They're the type of fences that you can't scale. It's to lock them in. I mean, seriously, if they were really concerned about keeping their children safe at school, they would arm the teachers, for crying out loud. You know, but no. They don't arm the teachers. They leave them all sitting ducks. And, they have these satanic video games and these satanic movies and these satanic music videos about killing and shooting and murdering and splattering blood everywhere. That's right. All these video games and all these movies and all these music videos. That's right. They're trying to drive everybody crazy, and then they leave the schools disarmed, sitting ducks, fenced in, right? They don't care. You got to realize what they're up to, folks. Respiratory ailment symptoms can be induced by millimeter wave emissions coming out of Wi-Fi routers that have already been installed. They can come out of these 5G microcells on the streets, in the buildings, in the flat panel TVs, even in the wallpaper of hotels that they've built in, folks. They have put these flat panel millimeter wave antennas everywhere. They're in the appliances, for crying out loud. They're in Joey's VR headset as he's got the gaming controller giving himself testicular cancer before he reaches puberty. You think I'm kidding, huh? And of course, let's not forget the air conditioning systems that I've talked about. Let's talk about the air purification systems that they installed during the Certificate of Vaccine-19 ID operation, when all the white vans went into the schools and added components to the HVAC systems, to the ventilation systems. They added either a bipolar ionization system to the HVAC systems, introducing these free radicals to supposedly kill the supposed virus in the air, right? When in fact, the net result of this is children are inhaling free radicals into their lungs, which damages their lungs and which can make them sick. And then there's another component that they may have added to these systems. It's one or the other. It's cold plasma reactive oxygen species generating systems that they may have added. Either way, the net result are these highly reactive, caustic, dangerous, toxic, transient oxygen species in the air that is breathed into the lungs, which consequently damages the lungs. Now, if you combine, or I should say, if you're running a bipolar ionization air conditioning or heating system, or a cold plasma reactive oxygen species generating system inside an air conditioning or heating system inside a building, like a school, and then you turn on the Wi-Fi system at the 60 gigahertz to impact the uptake of oxygen, combining that with weakening of the lungs through poisoning the lungs through the introduction of free radicals in the atmosphere to the lungs. Don't you think something's gonna happen to the children? Don't you think they're gonna get faint and pass out and not able to catch their breath? You know, folks, and then they're gonna tell you that they found some viral load in the sewage as they run these electromagnetic operations, right? See, this is how far gone we are. And this is how disgusting everything is. And this is why I do what I do. Because the net result or the end result or the end game or the intended result or the plan here is to make you take a vaccine for the disease that they're gonna tell you exists from the symptoms that they created with their weaponry that I've been telling you about for years. And all you guys and gals just, you know, want to go along with everything and pretend everything is fine. And now we're starting to come face to face and toe to toe with the harsh reality of what they have planned for us. And that is quarantines, forced vaccinations, relocations, shutting down of businesses, the masks are going to come back, travel restrictions are coming back. This time it's going to be a lot more inconvenient. They're not going to give you stimulus money to stay home and play video games and smoke dope and eat Cheetos, okay, like they did last time. You're not going to get one of these unemployment cards that never runs out. You're going to end up really getting it put to you, okay? So that was just the atmospheric contamination discussion with the bipolar ionization air purification systems, the cold plasma reactive oxygen species generating systems that are used in air purification, and of course the weaponized Wi-Fi at 60 gigahertz, which is the absorption spectrum of oxygen, which is in all the new Wi-Fi systems. It's called WiGig. It's in all the VR headsets and the gaming systems, and it's been put into your appliances. And by the way, it's a directed energy weapon, and it locks onto you with tracking devices like your smart wearables, okay? I'm not talking about your Fruit of the Looms, folks. I'm not talking about your Victoria's Secret thong underwear, ladies. I'm not talking about your boxers, guys. I'm talking about your AirPods and your watches, where they can lock onto you. They can hit you with this stuff. You see, the smarter you think you are, the stupider you've become. You know, I see these people walking around with the AirPods triangulating onto their thyroid, with the AirPods triangulating onto their nose and mouth, with the sunglasses on, right? When their phone's on Bluetooth, strapped to their boob, right? I mean, seriously? Or it's in their pocket right next to their ovaries. I mean, you can't get a more perfect weapon system than something that's burning up the ovaries in the girls and something that's triangulating onto the face and the nose and the thyroid. Oh, by the way, I guess we might as well talk about this. Yes, yes. Oh, for all you intellectuals out there, you think you're so smart because you're part of something, right? You know, I already told you that the new Wi-Fi's got 60 gigahertz systems in it, which runs on the absorption spectrum of oxygen, right? Well, the new Wi-Fi systems also run on 6 gigahertz, which happens to be the absorption spectrum of iodine. Did you hear what I just said? They're messing with the oxygen, and they're messing with the iodine. And, of course, they've got these wearables triangulating a bullseye onto your thyroid and your nose and mouth. So they're targeting the oxygen and the iodine. Does that sound... Well, why don't you look up the symptoms of iodine deficiency? And why don't you look up the symptoms of altitude sickness? Both can be induced by these systems, and they are being induced and will be and continue to be induced and blamed on a virus. And they'll have a vaccine ready for it. So I've just gone into the atmospheric components of the electromagnetic weaponry. Now let's talk about the electromagnetic weaponry at the airport scanner, right? This is gonna give you the burning sensation if they turn it up, and they're gonna, and by the way, they've got these millimeter wave antennas on the light poles and in other places inside buildings. So they can crank up the power and give you blisters with microwaves or millimeter waves, folks. And the infrastructure's already there. And by the way, to all you degenerate filth that took part of all this, and to all you degenerate filth that are still part of all this, and to all you degenerate filth that think that you're not part of this when you were, and that you think just because you're one person you can't do anything, can I say something to you without getting in trouble for using explicit languages? How about screw you without the without that word in there, but inserting another one because you deserve it, okay? You filthy trash that just want to collect your pension after you've gone along with this crap, you know? I'll tell you what, I don't have to be the one to call you out as the object of my derision, because you're going to fall into the hands of an angry God, and you're going to feel and experience his wrath when you die. And there is no mercy for the unrepentant, and let me tell you that right now. All right, so, they can cause, and by the way, you know, they can make the birds fall out of the sky with the stuff. You know, all they have to do is just, you know, take one of these, you ever seen those big white balls on the military bases or on top of the cruise ships? You know, they can knock the birds out of the sky with these Doppler installations, these phased array radar systems. You know, they can make birds die with electromagnetic weaponry. They can stop their heart. They can take their breath away. All the electromagnetic weaponry has the ability to induce skin lesions, to induce lethargy, to induce vomiting, to induce a burning sensation in the skin, to induce lesions, to induce a lack of ability to breathe, faintness, lightheartedness. They can even induce atrial fibrillation and cardiac arrest with this stuff. Not to mention how they've been burning up the ovaries of the young girls in the schools for the better part of about 15 years, which I've been trying to stop, but no one seems to want to do anything about it. So I just keep going, right? So let's talk about this bird flu thing, folks. It's not easy. It's not easy to ignore just how ridiculous all this is. You know, chickens are pretty easy to poison. You know, just put a little extra arsenic in their food, or just gas them. You know, or just show up with the badge on and say you're from the health agency, and tell the owner of the farm that one of your birds tested positive, and you have to kill everything, right? Because, you know, there's the possibility there of they could falsify the test results. Which I was able to falsify COVID test results. It was really easy. I just put the COVID test under the tap water and it tested positive. You think I'm kidding, huh? I got a positive test result from antifreeze one time. I mean, ethylene glycol? You know, Prestone gave me a positive on a COVID test? You know, I got a kick out of... I don't know, you always got to remember in the beginning of an operation when the truth is really glaring, because they can't cover all the bases initially in the rollout. But if you remember, the Diamond Princess cruise ship was where it all began, right? And, you know, they were saying that there was this COVID outbreak on this boat called the Diamond Princess. And, you know, they're interviewing these people, and, you know, this guy's wife, you know, they're on a cruise ship, right? So this guy's on a cruise ship with his wife for, I don't know, 10 days. Let me tell you something. When you're on a cruise ship with your wife for 10 days, you're going to have contact with your wife unless there's something seriously, physically, psychologically, physiologically, and mentally wrong with you, okay? And so anyway, you know, she's sick. She tests positive for the so-called virus. And this guy, you know, he's in the cabin with her, staying with her for 10 days, and he tests negative. How do you do that? How does that happen, huh? Well, the same way they're testing the sewer waters, right? And the sewage systems are coming back with positive results on these diseases. Folks, it's not hard to cause a bird flu with electromagnetic weaponry. It's not hard to cause a bird flu with poisoning the chicken feed. It's not hard to cause a bird flu outbreak with gassing the birds. It's not hard to cause a bird flu outbreak with fake test results. And believe me, folks, if you think these people aren't murderers and liars because they are of their father, the devil, who was a murderer and a liar from the beginning, I got news for you. They are, they will, and they will continue to do so. Now, let's talk about how they're going to be testing the sewage water, okay? Well, they are, and they're claiming that that's how they're monitoring the potential for outbreaks, is by testing what's in the sewage system. Well, who's testing that, and who's to say what's going in there, and who's to say they're telling the truth, and who's to say that they're not up to something no good like they're always up to, right? Well, if they get away with the bird flu thing, they're going to kill all the chickens, kill all the cows, and lock everybody up and come up with a virus, vaccine, and everything else. So you better get ready for this. And you got the circus clown who's running the World Health Organization that thinks he's God and has control over your bodies. And let me tell you something, folks. The only thing he's got control over is where he's going when he dies. Okay? That's the only thing that man controls, is the eternal destiny of his soul. And let me tell you something. Based on what he's all involved in and what he's all up inside of and what he's all standing for, standing on, and working with and working for, he's doomed. But you don't have to be. Because by the power of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, and through the power of his Holy Spirit, we see through this, we rebuke this, and may the Lord rebuke this, and may we say no. Pretty simple, isn't it? We say no. All I can tell you is that they're getting to roll the operations, possibly several at the same time. Now, so, you know, monkeypox, they could give you, they all got the same symptoms, folks, you know, skin lesions, rashes, nausea, vomiting, lethargy, all that stuff can be caused by poisoning, by gassing, by electromagnetic attacks, by iodine deficiency, by oxygen deprivation. All this stuff can be caused by other causes, and they're going to blame a virus. That's what they always do. But this time they've got all the weaponry in place. Now, they can also run the bubonic plague operation, because all they got to do, that graphene in your Starbucks and chocolate starts spinning around like a razor blade, and you'll end up with this, you know, Black Death hemorrhagic stuff, the Ebola, right? You know, if you hit people with enough microwaves, you can make them bleed. If you run the graphene in their bodies like a nano blender, like a razor blade, they'll hemorrhage. God almighty. Some of the 5G frequencies, well, the absorption spectrum of graphene is 28 gigahertz, isn't it? the absorption spectrum of oxygen is 60 gigahertz, isn't it? The absorption spectrum of iodine molecules is 6 gigahertz, isn't it? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry, and I have a bachelor's degree in biological science. And the intended purpose of running me through the University of California, Irvine for the 5 years I spent there was to turn me into a pill-pushing petrochemical pimp in a white coat butcher's outfit. And I was going to be a doctor. But once I realized it was trauma-based mind control and literal absolute bullshit, I said enough. But I never got rid of my textbooks, and I never lost the information I learned, even though most of it was fraudulent and lies. But I do understand the weaponry, and I do understand the biological impacts of the weaponry, and I did learn how to read and research and study. And let me tell you something, folks. I see right through what they're up to, like nobody's business. And let me tell you, I don't like what I see, and you better wake up and get with the program. Because this time is going to be 5 times or 10 times worse than the last operation they ran. They're not going to be nice. They're going to have foreign troop involvement. It's not going to be your local sheriffs out there being nice to you, telling you to go back to your room and have a lollipop. These guys are going to be on the streets with tanks. And if you think I'm kidding, look at all the troop movement all over the country. Watch the railroad tracks. You could see these units, these portable military deployment units, the tents, the generators, the tanks, the crowd control, everything, folks. You could see it. I don't care if you're in the heartland or in the coast. They got the ports ready to go. They got the middle of the country ready to go. And you better be ready to go. And that's all I can tell you. All right. So, you know, the Black Death, the bubonic plague of, you know, they say that we had this thing called the bubonic plague. It was caused by a disease, a contagious disease, folks. All you got to do is dump a bunch of, you know, graphene in the well and then turn on the electromagnetic systems like the, you know, the Eiffel Tower or, you know, these resonant frequency generating systems like these old buildings, these old cathedrals and these old stone buildings with that were built out of piezoelectric crystals, energy harvesting systems, and turn them on in a way to literally resonate and spin all the graphene into, you know, butcher's blades. Or they could just make it up and say it happened when it didn't. Or they could just literally poison the wells and poison the water and say that it was a disease. Folks, do you realize how easy it is to poison the water supply now based on they control? Have you seen a municipal water delivery system up close and personal? I have. I can see where they're dumping in the fluorosilic acid. They've got these big steel tanks, and it looks like something out of a, you know, back in the chemistry lab, but only on a much larger scale, where they have these super high pressure systems where they infuse the fluorosilic acid and the bromine into the water supply. Now, what if they decided to put something else in the water supply, like an anticoagulant, right? Let's say they wanted to make us hemorrhage. They could put an anticoagulant into the water supply. Let's say they wanted to make us hemorrhage. They could turn up the microwave systems on the cell towers. Let's say they wanted to give us skin rashes. They could turn up the millimeter wave power levels at the airport scanners and on the 5G towers. Let's say they wanted to make us maybe short of breath. They could remote control the 60 gigahertz in the Wi-Fi routers. Let's say they wanted to make all of this happen at once. They could do it all at once and turn up the 6 gigahertz power band in the Wi-Fi routers and attack our thyroids with the AirPods. And let's say they wanted to make it look like it was going to take place in a certain geographic area. They could turn that stuff on in a certain geographic area and not in others. Or let's just say they wanted to just not have to waste the electricity. They'll send some guy out with a clipboard and a badge and say, the water systems have tested positive for X, Y, and Z, and therefore you guys need to come with us. Do you see how insane this is? You know why it's insane? Because all of you have gone along with the schools, the educational systems, literal, absolute, total, fraudulent science of germ theory, and they've made you afraid, and they make you trust these mind control morons in these butcher's outfits. And so now here we are, where they're about to go cashless and they're about to try to take your guns away for the 100th time, although it hasn't worked yet. And I don't think it ever will because they're never going to get them. no matter how hard they try. And when you think about that operation for just a minute, think about Hollywood, folks. Think about how we've gone from, you know, Wally Cleaver and Andy Griffith to Marilyn Manson and you know, to some of these video games. Look where we're at. Look how they've been trying to turn us into natural-born killers. Okay, and this is not a testament or a testimony to that ugly Woody Harrelson guy. Okay, let me tell you something. These natural-born killers, that's what they want us to be. And I'm sick and tired of all this Hollywood filthy trash trying to transform a bunch of husbands and wives and sons and daughters into monsters with their trash movies, trash music, trash video games, trash comic books, trash cartoons, trash everything. You're all going straight to hell. And you know what? Every time one of these Hollywood celebrities drops dead, I'm happy. I have no mercy for this filth because of what they've been involved in. You know, there was a Hollywood so-called celebrity recently that apparently just died of breast cancer. Oh yeah. Oh, let's promote witchcraft, right? You know, that's your claim to fame. How getting the young girls and boys watching witchcraft movies when they come home from school at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nice going. I won't be seeing you in hell because I don't have any plans of going there, nor do I ever have any chance of getting a ticket there. But my point is all these people, you know, it ain't worth it, folks. You need to be on the right side of life, the right side of history, and the right side of morality. And you need to open your eyes and pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ for his spirit to open your eyes all the way so you cannot be fooled again. And I'm not talking about a Roger Daltrey song here, folks. I am talking about having your eyes open permanently so that you can see what they're doing and so you won't fall victim to their schemes. Because in the New Testament, in the book of Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, it talks about the armor of God. And when you get the Holy Spirit, the armor of God is a uniform that is handed to you at no cost. And the Holy Spirit even puts it on for you. And it's amazing. I need you all to read Ephesians 6 and read about the armor of God and learn how to use it. Because that's what we're in, folks. We're in a spiritual battle up against very dark forces of wickedness in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places. If you think this stuff's fake, look at the television. That's just a projection of the heart of the deniers of Jesus Christ who love Lucifer and serve the devil, folks. Look at it. Look at the videos. Look at the movies. Just go to Netflix and look at the gore and the filth and the evil on the movie selection page. It's not hidden, folks. All right. The end of this broadcast, and we're going to have a simple prayer here, and I want you all to share this video and get this information out on a wide scale, because they're about to move again on us, folks. They're about to send you to your room with your mask on and tell you to go to the doctors and get one of these injections, because they're telling us what's coming, right? So in the name of Jesus Christ, may you all open your eyes, may God your mind and your heart and your spirit, and may he redeem all of you from your wickedness and give you a new chance, a new start, a new slate. So it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, or who you've done it to, as long as you've repented and turned from it and you open your eyes and you don't do it anymore, you're forgiven and you can go forward as a clean vessel and be an instrument of love and peace and truth and righteousness and victory in the name of Jesus Christ in this fallen world, because this fallen world and these cowards and these blind people need us, and they need our example, they need our efforts, they need our intentions, they need our prayers, they need our They need to be saved from what's going on and what's to come. And it's incumbent upon us, all of us, to do that. Because to whom much has been given, much is required, folks. You understand me? Share this video, download this video, upload this video, get this information out, get the word out, and pray for all of us, including me and my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Folks, we are going to win this thing. We've gone this far as a testimony to the evil intentions of the degenerate, filthy, Christ-denying scum that tried to murder everybody for thousands of years. The fact that we're alive means our parents and grandparents didn't get killed by these monsters. And they're not going to get all of us, and they never will. And eventually, we will inherit the earth, folks. It's going to come. It's an inevitability. But they're delusional and think that they can. And they won't. Because they serve their father, the devil, who's a liar and a murderer. And by the way, he's a loser.
And our God, he ain't no loser, and they hate him, and that's why they make it so obvious that they hate Jesus, folks. And they'll never stop it, because you know what? You can't kill somebody that can't be killed, because Jesus rose from the dead, and you can't kill somebody that's immortal. Although they try, and they try to, you know, Madonna will get on the stage and shove the crucifix in her thing, you know, and all, you know, some of these people, these filth, try to get up on the stage and nail themselves to a cross or whatever. These filthy scum in Hollywood, folks. And by the way, you know, with the death of the wicked comes another reminder that it's not designed for us, okay? And do not follow their example. Do not envy those people or those things or whatever they are in Hollywood. And pray, Father, in Jesus, and pray in Jesus' name to the Almighty Father that that what they wish for us, may it befall them, all right? All right, that's enough. We're going to sign off. Been another broadcast of the Fullerton Informer. Joe Imbriano, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at thefullertoninformer.com, wifidangers.com, vaxdangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, apple666.org, disney666.com. Folks, we got no choice. We got to tell the truth. We literally have no other option at this point, because the truth is marching on, and we can't lose. Take care.